During the Skylab mission of 1973, each astronaut received his assignment from a telex-type printer that unfolded several feet of tape onto the deck of the spacecraft. The astronaut tore off his portion of the tape, tucked it into his notebook, and proceeded to carry out his assignment. In 1977, Vice President Walter Mondale recommended a computer bookbinding proposal for spaceflight, dubbed LifeLog, to monitor astronauts' health and safety activities.
All right, so, you know, everyone's always talking about the physical challenges of space.
Right.
But what about staying mentally sharp up there? It can't be easy.
Yeah, it's definitely a huge challenge, that whole isolated, high-stress environment.
Exactly. That's why this thing caught my eye. It's this specialized notebook for astronauts.
Mm-hmm.
But not for writing notes or, you know, journaling their feelings.
No.
This thing's all about biofeedback, like helping them manage the mental and physical demands of space. Pretty wild, huh?
Biofeedback in space. Yeah, I got to hear about this.
Right. It's like something right out of Star Trek, but
okay.
It's totally real. We're going deep on this today, folks. So the source material, it's a description of this space age biofeedback notebook.
Okay.
And just from that, it's clear this is not your average notebook. This thing is designed to monitor and influence an astronaut's body and mind.
Crazy, right?
Whoa. So what's the deal with these seven seals it mentioned? Seven seals, like what's going on there? It's got to be some serious protection. Thinking sensitive electronics, maybe. And protecting from all that harsh space stuff, you know?
Radiation, extreme temperatures.
Exactly. But those electrode symbols on the cover, that tells a different story, right?
Yeah, those are interesting. They definitely suggest sensors, you know, maybe for things like heart rate or muscle tension, even.
Oh, for sure. I bet it monitors brainwaves, too, right?
Oh, definitely. Yeah. It has to be some kind of neurofeedback thing going on.
Neurofeedback, yeah. Can you imagine, like, training your brain for peak focus in space? Like Jedi mind tricks or something.
Ha! It's not that far off, honestly. And, you know, that level of mental acuity, it's mission critical in space. It could be the difference between success and failure.
No doubt. But let's not forget about the triangle on the cover, right? The one with the figure sitting inside.
Right, right.
That can't just be for decoration.
Oh, absolutely. That's got to be about mental well-being, right?
Mm.
Meditation, relaxation, all that jazz. Space travel can really mess with you mentally, so having tools to manage that, that's crucial.
Yeah, totally.
But, you know, we shouldn't underestimate the importance of physical biofeedback in space either. Think about it. They have to deal with muscle atrophy from the lack of gravity.
Oh, yeah.
So maybe they could use the notebook to target specific muscle groups and maintain their strength even during, you know, those long duration missions.
Right, right. Keep those muscles firing. And this thing, it's got to be as tough as the astronauts themselves. Maybe some kind of high grade metal or composite to withstand all the radiation and space junk.
Totally. But just imagine the data this thing collects. Think about the insights we could gain about how the human body adapts to space.
Yeah, that's huge.
It could revolutionize healthcare back here on Earth.
Mm-hmm.
We could learn so much about aging, about stress, even recovery from injuries. I mean, it's incredible.
It's mind-blowing, really. Here we have this powerful tool helping astronauts in one of the most extreme environments we can think of. It's a testament to how technology can support human well-being, no matter where we go. You've probably heard of life logging, but maybe not.
Yeah, I don't know. It's kind of one of those things that it's everywhere and nowhere all at the same time.
Yeah, exactly.
Because we're all doing it whether we realize it or not, right?
Oh, absolutely. Everything, yeah. With smartphones and fitness trackers and everything. I mean, we're all
leaving these digital trails.
We're constantly.
Yeah, everywhere we go.
Leaving breadcrumbs. But, you know, it's funny because, like, we think of this as a very modern thing, right?
Yeah, you think smartphones, you think Fitbits, Apple Watches, all that.
Right, but, you know, the origins of this go way, way back. And today, we're going to be looking at a project from 2003, launched by DARPA.
Oh, wow.
Called LifeLog.
2003, that's before, like, Facebook even, right?
I mean, that's crazy early, right?
It is, yeah.
To think that.
Really early for something like that.
Yeah. So what was DARPA doing getting involved in, you know, a personal diary project?
Well, DARPA, they've always been at the forefront of technology, haven't they? You know, they gave us the internet, GPS, all these. Stealth technology, all this crazy stuff. So it's not that surprising that they'd be interested in this.
Right.
But this LifeLog project was really ambitious. I mean, they wanted to combine all sorts of technology, wearable sensors, GPS, to create this really comprehensive record of a person's life. Everything from their location to the photos they were taking, the books they were reading, even who they were talking to.
I'm sorry, the books they were reading.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
I mean, they wanted to capture everything.
See, that's what gets me. It's DARPA.
Right.
So you know that it's not just, oh, here's a handy tool to help you remember what you had for breakfast or where you parked your car. This is something else entirely. What were they hoping to achieve with this?
Well, on the surface, it was all about improving memory recall, enhancing decision making. They even talked about using it to gain insights into human behavior. But even back then, people started raising concerns about the potential for surveillance. I mean, imagine a government agency having access to that much personal data.
Wow. So 20 years ago, people were already worried about Big Brother watching.
Yeah, I mean, it was a different time, obviously, but those concerns were there from the very beginning.
And it's amazing how relevant those concerns are today, even more so.
Oh, absolutely. And it's not just about government surveillance either, right? I mean, think about corporations. Think about all the ways that kind of data could be used for targeted advertising. You buy a certain type of book.
Oh, yeah.
You're suddenly getting ads for
ads.
More of those types of books or, you know.
Or insurance companies adjusting your premiums based on your health data, all that stuff.
Exactly. So it raised a lot of really important ethical questions that, frankly, we're still grappling with today.
Well, DARPA launched LifeLog, and then what? Did it take off?
Well, actually, the project was canceled just a year later in 2004.
So was it because people freaked out about the whole Big Brother thing?
That was definitely a factor. You know, privacy concerns were really starting to heat up. But honestly, the technology just wasn't there yet. I mean, think about 2004. We were just getting used to flip phones. Wearable sensors were bulky and expensive. The idea of constantly recording and analyzing all this data was just too much for the technology of the time.
So it sounds like they were a little ahead of their time. But even though it was canceled, the idea of LifeLogging obviously didn't go away.
No, not at all. In a way, a LifeLog was kind of like a blueprint.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, it planted the seed for a lot of the technology we use today.
That's true. I mean, our smartphones, fitness trackers, social media platforms, they're all capturing pieces of our lives, creating this massive digital footprint.
Exactly. And it's only going to become more prevalent as technology continues to advance. We're going to have even more sophisticated sensors, even more powerful algorithms. It's going to be interesting to see.
It's a little bit unnerving, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
To think about all this data being collected, it makes you wonder, where do we draw the line? I mean, we can talk about all of the potential downsides, but there's got to be some good that can come from all of this, right?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, imagine the possibilities for healthcare, for example. Imagine researchers using anonymized LifeLog data to understand disease patterns, to develop new treatments.
Right.
Or urban planners using it to design more efficient cities, you know, transportation systems. There's huge potential there.
So it's all about finding that balance, right? Harnessing the power of this technology while protecting our privacy.
Exactly. It's a challenge, but it's one that we need to figure out because LifeLogging, it's not going away.
And if biofeedback can thrive in space, imagine the possibilities here on Earth.
I know, right?
Something to think about, folks.
It really is.